The last product that I have for us to discuss today, unless we have some questions afterwards, is the activated barley. And I think often we get the question, what is the difference between activated barley and just barley? So if we could take a few minutes and talk about activated barley and the differences between activated and just barley products.
Yeah, it's very scientific. The just barley is just barley. And then the activated barley has been activated. No, I'm joking.
I know.
So a seed goes through multiple stages in its life. It's a graminae seed, meaning a grain, wheat, rye, barley, oats, okay? Not alfalfa. Alfalfa is not a graminae. It's a legume. A lot of people confuse that, but that's another story for another time. So your annual plants, not your perennials like alfalfa, but your annual plants that are also in the graminae family, they go through three cycles. One, they're a seed, and that seed is what we grind up to make bread. And then if that seed gets watered, then it will spread, it'll germinate. And when it's germinated, that means it's come to life. And germinated is that moment of inception, of conception, if you would. It literally is like where the sperm meets the egg, where life begins. And so what happens is when that activation happens, we, at that point, to make activated barley, we halt it. We then stop. We dehydrate it before it could become a sprout. So it gets activated by water. That germinates it. The germinated grain begins to sprout. That sprout, now we've had three life forms already. We have a grain that could become bread. We've got a germinated grain that is now bursting with energy, loaded with amazing potential. And that's when we take it. And then you have a sprout, and that's up to 12 days. It's a sprout. Much like the echinacea, in 12 days, it's lost all of its energy, and it now must rely upon the soil and the nutrients in the soil for energy. And so that sprout becomes a root. So the sprout becomes a root on one side, and it grows a blade of grass on the other. So now it's in its fourth iteration, which is a blade of grass. The blade of grass is where we take just barley. So we have germination, sprouting, and then we have the blade of grass. So the separation between the germination and the blade of grass is the sprouting stage. Once the blade of grass has grown up to the next stage called pre-jointing, that's when it will begin to metamorphosize into a stalk that will bear grain again and start the cycle all over. So we have grain, germinated grain, sprouted grain, grass, stalk, grain again. You follow that? Now, the germinated grain is at the very beginning. The grass is the third stage, but it's really 3.5 because we want it in its pre-jointing where it's been scientifically proven to contain unique compounds called grass juice factors. Grass juice factors are created and verified by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to be vital to the survival of all grazing animals. Now, we are not grazing animals, but nonetheless, the grass juice factors are also useful for human beings, and here's why. When the metamorphosis begins, the plant creates over 1,000 enzymes, each one designed to break down and to transmutate an existing nutrient or element into a different form. It's going to change from a grass into a stalk and grain. Now, the material that was in the grass has to become the stalk and the grain. In order to do that, it goes through a stage that no other plant on earth goes through called jointing. In the pre-jointing, those enzymes are created. Those pre-digested nutrients are bioavailable. And those 1,000 nutrients, none of which are very measurable, are combined with those 1,000 enzymes. And when you take it into your body, all of those pre-digested, free-form nutrients, all of those enzymes ready to catalyze. These are enzymes like superoxide dismutase, transhydrogenase, fatty acid oxidase, cytochrome oxidase, peroxidase. These are like the most, these are the most transformational enzymes the body ever could receive. And because they're not digestive enzymes, they're not destroyed by digestive gastric juices. It's a beautiful thing that's very hard to understand, and it's not very measurable, and that's why it took such a long time for wheatgrass and the like to be recognized for how valuable they are. Remember, our wheatgrass is an ancient Egyptian wheat that was discovered in a tomb, and Edward Case said that the food that would heal the people would be found in an Egyptian tomb, and there's only been two foods found in an Egyptian tomb, honey and kamut, that are still viable today. And, you know, I love honey, and when you combine it with cinnamon, it's very healing, but nothing like wheatgrass.
So the just barley is...
I segued to wheatgrass, didn't I? The just barley...
Okay.
Is 100% pure. And here's a great thing you need to know. Do you know how kamut is an ancient grain that's never been hybrid or crossbred? And that's really, really cool. Well, barley is a type of grain that resists hybriding and crossbreeding. And thus, all barley, unless it's GMO, all barley actually come from an original heirloom strain. You cannot crossbreed and hybrid barley. Isn't that cool?
Very much so. And for those
of you folks... I know, too much information.
No. Actually,
I like to bore you.
It's totally not, because it's the little snippets that everybody takes away, and
it's the stuff I know that you don't need to know that makes our product special, if that isn't too weird.
It's actually what makes it work. It's absolutely what makes it work. So just to segue back to the activated barley for a moment, who is activated barley for? Because it's an incredible product for...
Well, the history of activated barley is amazing. I cut you off, didn't I? I'm sorry. But I think I know the question. So the history of activated barley is amazing. The Greeks and Romans created it over 2,000 years ago as the first baby food. When mothers died giving birth, they were not able to sustain the life of their child any longer. And so the child would also die. Now, if you happen to be lucky enough to have somebody who is close to the family, like a relative or a servant who is breastfeeding at the same time, then you might convince them to give part of their life so that your baby could live. However, the first baby food solved that dilemma. And the first baby food was created by germinating barley, mashing it, straining it through cheesecloth, and feeding the nutritious gummy portions to babies. It kept them alive, and so it was the first known baby food. They then gave it to elder people whose teeth were gone, and when their teeth were gone, they died because they couldn't chew food, and they gave it to them, and they lived many years after they should have died. They then gave it to the Roman army. The Roman army became known as the men who eat barley and soon were the fastest marching army in history. If you know anything about the Roman army, you know they carried 50-pound packs because they built their home everywhere they stopped. Every man carried 50-pound packs. They were not that tall, and yet they marched faster than any army to date in history. Finally, it was decided that the only food gladiators would be allowed to eat was activated barley. They would mix activated barley, sometimes with goat's milk, sometimes with water, and they would feed it to the gladiators before they fought. And if they died, well, they wouldn't get hungry. But if they lived, they had to fight again. If they got hungry, that would be a problem. So again, they had one meal a day. It was in the morning. It was a big bowl of activated barley. And that's what sustained them as they fought in the circus to the death throughout the day. So activated barley is for athletes, obviously. It's for children, obviously. It's for the elderly, obviously. But more importantly, it's for anybody who's trying to stabilize their blood glucose levels, who needs healthy, slow-burning carbohydrates. And we have recipes that show you how to make it into very healthy gravy, into amazing smoothies, into faux peanut butter, into goo like athletes use when they run in marathons. So many uses. It's almost because you just need to get it into your life. It's an amazing food loaded with the superoxide dismutase enzymes, loaded with super slow burning carbohydrates, loaded with gummy beta glucans that control and eliminate bad cholesterol. It's just an incredible food, ripped from the pages of history. The quality only available through us, and that's what makes us unique.
It's also now officially certified organic as well. So just FYI to the team here.